Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's show. And today's guest is Chris Keeler. Have I pronounced your last name okay?
You got it.
Oh, sweet. Now, you're into different types of healing modalities, which is sort of your expertise area, but you cover a wide range of different types of things. Would you mind giving the viewers and the listening audience just an overview of yourself and what you do?
Well, basically, the work I do is energy healing, quantum energy healing. And there are a lot of different modalities of energy healing. And we all know about Reiki, there's quantum touch, there's EFT, many, many other different types of energy modalities that you can learn. And what I've done is I basically developed my own way of doing it, which entails using a pendulum, a series and set of charts that I've developed that tell me what the problem area within a person's body is pertaining to a health problem. And it also is going to tell me the problem, the stressor, the things that we need to remove in order for this person's health problem to go away. So they are charts that I developed through other courses that I have taken, and also through my conscious guides that are with me all the time that will tell me what I need to know for a specific person, because ultimately everybody is different. You work on everyone in a different way. So these charts have developed and developed and developed over about a 9-year period. And they're at a point right now where they can find pretty much everything and anything that is known within the universe. So for instance, if you have diabetes, I'm gonna find out with these charts what your diabetes is. It's going to tell me very specifically, and there's going to be a layer of problems. There's going to be maybe 5 or 6 problems. There's going to be a negative energy, of course. That could be a witchcraft spell, a voodoo spell. It could be something demonic. It could be a ritual. Could be, you know, any form of negative energy that is out there. Once we remove all of that stuff, then we can find the physical problem, which could be a virus, a bacteria, scar tissue, mineral deficiency, whatever. So it gets very specific as to what the problem is. And the medical system nowadays, bless their hearts, just can't quite go to that depth. So when you're working with somebody in my modality, when you're working with energy, it's a good complement to working with the medical system itself. You know, sometimes you can work together and they'll complement each other depending on the doctors you have, if they're open-minded or not. So it is a way to really make sure that you're getting to the whole deep-rooted problem. Now, I've got the charts that I use and the series of questions, and the way I use the charts is very specific in order to find the problem, because ultimately, if you ask the right question, you get the right answer. That's what it's all about. The universe is basically like a computer program where what you input is what the output is. Okay, that is the law of attraction. That is all the laws. That is everything in the universe. That's how it works. Okay, that's how we can manifest things and bring them into our lives. Now, once we find out where the problem is, what the problem is, I use sacred geometry. Now, these are pyramids that I handle. This is called a Vesica Pisces, and its uniqueness is that it facilitates and represents the feminine energy that is now within the planet that has come in with all of the different energy changes leading up to the ascension. So this is what I use to move the energy, and how that works is I will hold it up to the camera, say the words to neutralize whatever the problem is out of wherever it is in the body, and through quantum energy, it happens immediately. 9 times out of 10, if you got a sore knee, you no longer have a sore knee right after the session. It works that quickly and it works that well, as long as you're specific enough in finding the problem. So that's the basis of it. It does get deeper in certain aspects depending on the problem I need to work on and how deep it is and how far back we need to go.
I'm resonating totally with all the areas you're going down at the moment. And this is one thing I'd like to ask you is, if you have a client and you're able to pinpoint what's going on, what do you do, or what, you know, have you come across a situation, I'd say you might have, where the person's high consciousness, subconscious, whatever people want to label this, is saying, like, it's putting a block there saying this person needs this for this reason, even though we may not agree with it or it's no longer serves them. Have you come across that type of, you know, thing happening?
You come across everything and anything, my friend. When you're working like this, yeah, all these things are definitely there. You know, we go into past lives, we go into Akashic records, and, you know, there are places that I work within that most energy modalities don't even know about or consider. So it has to get that deep. And yeah, you do run into things like that for sure. And it's just basically a hurdle that you need to get over. And that's what this system I've developed is designed to do, is to get over the hurdles, to find all of the blockages, to get around all of the roadblocks that these dark forces set up to stop people like me from doing my job.
Well, it sounds like you've been doing this for quite some time, and there's so many different areas that come into this, whether, you know, again, it's the subconscious, there's other entities or energies creating blockages or manipulating psychically, you know, whatever. And then we've got the things that manifest in the physical from this, and, you know, also sort of mental illness type things that can manifest from these types of things. Pardon me. How did your journey go into going into these areas? Because obviously you've done a lot of research. As you said, this has been going on for some period of time. What sort of led you down this road? And as you said, I guess your guides have led you down this. Is that right?
Yeah, it all started about 9 years ago. My first wife passed away. And before I was doing this work, I was in the printing industry, and I was running large printing presses the size of a city block, and I was in management, you know, running the department. And when she passed away, the door opened for me to retire. So at 48 years old, I stopped working. It was pretty cool. Okay, so the old saying goes, one door closes, another door opens. And of course, at that age, you got to be doing something, otherwise you're going to rust and you're going to crumble up into a corner. So I met somebody who does this type of work. And, you know, because I was in printing, it was a very volatile, messy industry. Lots of solvents and ink and paper dust. So I started doing some modalities with herbs and foot bath detoxes to help get all this junk out of my body so I can get healthy again. And as I was doing this, this person was, you know, demonstrating different things that he could do by tapping his fingers, called muscle testing. And I thought, that's pretty crazy. Guy's tapping his fingers and waving his hand over me. And you know what? He told me some things about myself that was, you know, nobody else could know but me. And, you know, he mentioned that, you know, there's somebody in the city I live in, Winnipeg, Canada, who teaches this a course on how to do it. So I thought, hey, wait a minute, something's going on here. Am I supposed to be doing this? I don't know. I wasn't really listening to my guides yet because I wasn't at this level. And I just thought, you know what, I'm not doing anything right now. Let's have a look at this. It's kind of interesting. So I just, you know, long story short, started meeting more people who do this work, started training in different areas, started taking some courses. And it was fascinating that the things that you could do when you're reading the energy of somebody's body and you learn how to do it properly. So I thought, you know what? I bet you I could take this and use everything I learned in my past jobs, apply it to this, create a business, help people with health problems and have some fun along the way. And now, you know, 9 years later, here I am. I'm in a full clinic, 5 days a week, 9 people a day, and it's working. The bottom line here, Pete, is that it's working. People are coming in with diseases and illnesses, and a lot of them are pretty quick to get a result. Some people you do have to work at it and do lots of clearing and find the problem, but the thing is that it's working. And that's what I'm doing now, is I'm going on wonderful radio shows like yours to try and explain to people how it works, why it's going to help you. And I'm taking a lot of the mystic out of it. I'm explaining to it so you can understand what is going on here and decide for yourself, is this for me or is it not? And you know what? People are skeptic. They're coming in. I'm doing a session, and their eyes look like, hey, something just happened. So it's been an interesting ride since I started, and that's where I am today. I'm offering a course on how to do my work. I'm actually going to teach people how to do it. If you go to my website, chriskaylor.net, my course is on there, and you can buy it, and I will teach you how to do what I'm doing so you can help humanity. Now, my whole intent with this course is that you become the healer of the family. You become the healer of the community. And it starts going back to the old days where somebody went to the medicine man or the person who would do something to help before there was pharmaceuticals. And it's more of a natural way. It's a real way. Everybody believes in, most people believe in God. Most people believe in a higher source. And that's what we're working with here. We're tapping into the universal law of attraction, which is there for humanity to use at their necessary, whenever they need something, okay? And when you tap into it properly, you ask the question properly, things do happen. And that's what's going on here. And I want to teach people how to do it, show them that it really does work. I've already sold about 8 of my courses, and people are amazed that they can actually do it. And the old saying, if I can do it, why can't you do it?
Exactly. And I do... not the same, but similar stuff. I do different types of healing and connecting people to their gods and that type of thing. And what I find most common with this sort of thing is people are learning and reconnecting with their, you know, their God self in such a way, but it's more confidence. And would you find that that's a barrier that most people and clients will have, is that is confidence within them that they can do this? Because they're wondering why they haven't been able to do this before. And it's because a lot of the time I think people aren't aware of other modalities of healing, consciousness, intention, those types of things.
Yeah, confidence is a very big one. And when I started with this, I could not nail it just like that. It took me probably a good 6 years before I was at the level where I am now. In the last 6 months, I've learned more than I have in the last 7-8 years. Okay, it just got to that level. But because I've gone through all of the hardships of learning this, I know how to get through it, and that's what I'm going to do, is teach you. So when you're using a pendulum, the first thing that happens is doubt. Well, is it the right answer? This system will confirm the answer for you. I have it set up so that you can ask the question differently. You can ask a different way to see what answers you get, and quite often it does confirm that, yes, your answer is right, and it's all good. So the whole confidence thing, we're going to give you a confidence. Don't worry. You're going to know something's working.
Now, and that's a must. That's a must. It's just a bar, you know, so just a little hiccup that people have with that type of thing. In saying that, with the type of healing and things that you're doing, what are some of the, I guess we could call cases or clients that you've had, and we don't have to go too much into details and that, but that have sort of wowed you in terms of they've had this thing happen and they've been healed this quickly, or you sort of didn't know if you'll be being able to help them in such circumstances, but you know, what's some of the weird and wonderful things that you've come across?
Well, a lot of some of the chronic cases, I'm going to talk about two specific ones. One is a fellow in Scotland. Now, of course, this is energy work, so we can do it on Skype. We can do it on the telephone. You don't have to come to Winnipeg, Canada, buy a bus ticket and come out here and live in an igloo. You don't have to do that. Okay, we can do it on Skype, and it works just as well. But I have a fellow in Scotland who was a quadriplegic, okay? He is now starting to move his limbs. He's feeling dexterity. He's getting the hang of moving again. And that we've worked extensively on him. There's no doubt we had to spend some time because he was only alive from the neck up. So he is getting movement. He is getting movement. And we work every week together, and we make changes every week. I have a gentleman in the States, I think it's Colorado, who suffers from autism. And I've been working with him. Now here's a guy who's about 11 years old, and he has autism, so he can't be on the phone. He's not going to sit for an hour and listen to me babble. So I work through his mother surrogate on him because it's the same DNA. Mm-hmm. It will work just as well. And he is making amazing progress. He's becoming more interactive at school. He is not biting himself and biting other people anymore, which is a huge thing. So there are a lot of really good things happening at that level with severe illnesses. Now, a lot of people with very bad illnesses are not willing to pursue all of the treatments that are necessary to help rid the health problem. Just because they've done everything already and they're not sure everything's going to work, they might try it a couple times and go on. But there are cases that are sticking around, and they know it's going to help. They know it's going to work. Many cases I work on, here's one of the easiest things that I work on with people, and that's when somebody has a heart problem. The heart only does one thing. It pumps blood. So if there's not a lot that can go wrong with it. And 9 times out of 10, there's going to be a parasite problem within that heart. Now, the medical community, bless their hearts again, for some reason, they just will not even consider the fact that a parasite, like a worm parasite or a single cell parasite, is in your body causing a problem. I really haven't got a clue why, because it's really simple to look. You just have to do a live blood analysis, which I do in my office, and you can see the parasites. So you know that there is some kind of issue with that. So when these parasites get in your eyes, there's eye floaters, there's an eye problem. If they can clog up your veins and arteries, they can do all kinds of things, and they'll cause dysfunction within your heart. So a dog, everybody worms their dogs of parasites. Why not worm yourself of parasites too? So by removing the parasite out of somebody's heart, all of a sudden they can breathe easier. Same with the lungs. Removing hookworm, just neutralizing the frequency of it, and immediately it's gone. You can tell a person to take a deep breath, and all of a sudden they can say, yeah, I can breathe a lot easier. So those are very basic things. Lots of viruses. Now, the shingles virus, it's been said that it can't be cured. You just live with it. It'll go away, come back. Whenever I see somebody with shingles virus or herpes zoster, it's quite easy to get rid of. You just got to find it, tell it to go away with the energy tools, and almost immediately it's gone. Okay, so those are some things we touch on. Now we can go to the other end of the spectrum. Depression, concussions go hand in hand. Anybody who's had a severe concussion, such as a professional sports athlete, who's received many concussions, all of a sudden they get very depressed and they end up committing suicide. We hear about it in the news all the time. The soul, our soul is located in the hippocampus within our brain. Now, there's also an area called the well of souls, which is the parietal occipital lobe. You take enough blows to the head, that is going to disconnect. As soon as the soul disconnects, you disconnect from your soul, there's depression, there's anxiety. And that is something I work very deeply within, because lots of people are experiencing depressions. They're on these very, very bad antidepressant drugs. They want to get off them. And that is the commonality I find within most people with depression is that there is that disconnect with the soul. And a soul can also be fragmented out, different pieces in different areas. There can also be negative energies within the soul that we clear out, and then do other manipulations energy-wise within it. And these charts will tell you exactly what to do. That's the cool thing. So, you know, we go from one end of the scale to another, lots of physical health problems. Many, many mental disturbances are generally caused by something demonic, and is usually some type of ritual where that somebody maybe has a picture of you or a hair sample, and then they're burning black candles around it and saying satanic verses and stabbing it with a knife and picking their nose and rubbing it, you know, something stupid like that. And it's actually causing an energy rift through quantum entanglement. If your energy is within somebody's other room with your hair sample or a picture, they can actually do something to that picture to cause a problem within you. So that is, you know, the bigger picture of the things that we can work on with this. And ultimately, there is no limitations. There's zero limit. I can't regrow a limb. Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't tried yet, but, you know, that type of thing. It's just not going to happen. I have grown nerves within somebody's spine to remove numbness after an operation where they nicked a nerve in the spine. So basically, any health problem that you can think of, with this system, it can be taken care of. As long as you do the right process, you're patient, and you spend time with the person, and the person is willing to go through the system, it is going to work. There's just zero doubt.
With this type of thing, obviously you've got these charts that you've developed, and you've had guidance with that. With clients and people you're going to be teaching, do you work with your gods and their gods on some level, so you've sort of got some dialogue in the other realms going on.
Yeah, my guides are going to work with your guides, yeah. Baby. It's going to be a team effort. And what I will do with you is generally I would do some clearings on you, mm-hmm. so that you can work better with it and have a clearer connection with your guides and your higher consciousness and be able to get the quick answers that I'm telling you you're going to get. So that we do work with you. And I'm not just going to sell you this and leave you hanging out to dry. No, I can't do that. I'm doing this course not for the money, because business is pretty good. If you look at my schedule and do the math, you can see that Chris is doing all right. But what I need to do is get the right people doing this work, so that encompassing the globe, if everyone buys one, it's going to create a grid work of this special modality that is going to affect humanity.
Now that's absolutely fantastic. Just a quick question too, in terms of, you're talking before about, you know, people doing stuff to, you know, photos and that type of thing. Would you say that it's possible through intention to even create a psychic attack on someone else unknowing to your even self? Whoa. It's like if you're wishing something so bad on someone, to me, through my experience working with clients, that can actually manifest more than what they could ever dream of. And this is why I say to people, be very careful where you direct your energy and what you put out. Have you come across, it's basically creating a psychic attack.
You know what? Basically, almost 90% of all the problems I work with are these types of attacks. And what we call it in this system is witchcraft, or the manifestations of witchcraft. Now, when you think of something negative about somebody, and generally it happens within a family, whereas one person can have lots of babies and somebody else is infertile and they can't have babies, so that person now thinks negatively about the other person. All of a sudden, this person's kids are sick. So our thoughts are energy. Our thoughts are very powerful energy. And if you're thinking negatively, if you've got a bit of hate within you, if you've got a dark streak and you just are pissed off at the world, your negative thought is going to affect somebody in a very big way. I see it very much within a lot of Italian families. A lot of people from the Caribbean will knowingly send out some witchcraft spells and black magic, voodoo. People in the Puerto Rican community is big for it. There's different communities that just, you know, you don't want to piss off anybody because you know you're going to get something thrown at you. And that's what they do is they'll create that negative pattern of thought repeating itself over and over again in a loop so that you try to remove it, it's going to keep on repeating. So if you know how to get rid of it, that then you can make a bigger difference. So quite often I'll tell somebody, you know what, there's somebody I think in your family who doesn't like you, is jealous of you, and doesn't want to see you succeed. And they'll say, oh, I know who it is. Okay, people know this. And especially in the workplace, because there's a lot of people who want to move up where they are. And if you do good, they bring you up. And there's some people who aren't doing very good, but they still want that job. So they'll try and sabotage you. And that could be in the form of a spell, witchcraft, a curse, something. And they might even, you know, take a picture of you or some of your hair and take it to the family voodoo doctor and have them cast a spell on you. It's been done. I've seen it. I know people who do it. There's somebody in California who's doing it, somebody in Florida doing it. And I'm after them. And I want to knock their power out because this ain't right for people to be doing that. But yes, the whole negative thought is such a powerful thing. Even the positive thought is even more powerful, but people tend to think more negative than positive. And that's what needs to be changed within humanity if we want to see things get better.
Now, going from other people's thoughts, intentions, and that type of thing, let's go to the other realms. What have you encountered in the other realms, whether it's gods or things of a negative nature? What's some of the commonalities you're finding in the other realms that are sometimes creating these blockages?
Well, there's now when somebody intends a witchcraft spell, like you're thinking, okay, I want so-and-so to have bad migraine headaches all the time. Now, what happens is a mark gets put on you, an energetic mark. We call it the mark of the beast. Okay, so now you've got this mark on you. So now the dark forces, and generally it's going to be Lucifer, Satan is involved, and there's a lot of alien concept. The reptilians, gray aliens, they all get involved. So now you've got a mark on you. That means you're fair game for them to come in and start doing experiments or to cause the problem and make it what it is. They're going to manifest it. So by removing the reptilian, the gray, the witch, the manifestation, all these different things, and that's what you have to do. You have to piece it out before you can really get rid of the whole problem. Otherwise, if you don't do it properly, it's not going to be a very good job. Nothing's going to happen. Then you're going to have that feeling of doubt of, that your confidence is not working well. So again, this system tells you exactly how to do it. Now, there's a lot of negative energies that accompany. One of them is called negative green vertical. I think somebody else calls it BG3 or something like that. And basically, it's a carrier wave of energy where these witchcraft spells come in and out of your body. There's also plasma tubes. Now, plasma is what the sun is made out of. And these are tubes that are on the planet that can be used to attach to you to siphon your energy off. There's a gazillion different ways that the dark side has to get your energy to cause problems. And again, knowing how to weed through it all and find out what it is the biggest issue with healing somebody.
So, what's great listening to you is you work on multiple levels because sometimes it's a culmination of different things that are doing these blockages or creating these diseases or even cancers, these types of things that really we can wipe out through consciousness and intention. What's some of the stuff would you say that are in society that would, help provoke or make things worse, like television, these things that are out there that sort of almost subliminal type things going on that I guess, put people within a prison without them realizing, which can manifest in different forms of depression and, basically hold them back.
Well, there's basically many ways on how the dark forces can get into you. They can get in through a vaccination. They can get in through watching a video of something. You know what? You're never safe. Okay, just put it this way: you're really never safe unless you know all the signs to watch for. There's a lot of television manipulation with different frequencies and flickers within LED TVs. There's a lot of different sacred geometry that is used within TV commercials and ads to put in subliminal, multi-dimensional types of thought suggestions for these dark forces to get in. It really is endless on what it is. Mostly, I find that the thought is the biggest one. A lot of people who have been traumatized within a car accident or emotional problem or a mental problem, when you have these traumas, it kind of opens you up a little, and then these dark forces can easily get in. Now, these dark forces, they need your consent to come into your body. So if you do not say, "I do not give consent," that means you have given them consent. So what I always tell people is every night before you go to bed, because we all astral travel. We all go off in our dream world doing things. We're not in our bodies. We're actually experiencing things. Many people have very vivid dreams, very, very, lots of things happening, lots of action. And what I always say to people is before you go to sleep, just make the intent: I do not give consent for any spiritual being whatsoever to inhabit my body. And once you've said that, they can't come in because you made that intent. Now, they're tricky. So you're on your computer and you're going through some program and you're getting ready to click the yes button. Now, all of a sudden, just before you click that yes button, they may subconsciously say, "Can we come into your body and play?" And you just clicked
And
yes.
that's the truth.
So now they can come in. They're tricky that way. They will do it. And then they'll copy and paste that answer and use it wherever they want. It's been a real schmozzle, let's say, in the whole universe with this type of thing going on. Basically, we're here for the gods, for the reptilians, for all of these ET to have fun with, to use our energy as food, to use this as entertainment and experimentation. There's just so much that's going on within humanity itself. It is a terrible, sad situation, if you ask me. I mean, basically, anybody who has a health problem, if you did not have any negative energy within your body would get rid of it and heal it. If you had a parasite, it would get rid of it. That not a problem. If you had a mineral imbalance, you would, you know, increase that mineral a bit, your body would absorb it, and you'd be fine. But these dark energies will take something that's in your body in abundance, let's say a parasite, and they'll use it against you. Okay? For instance, if you got a very large infestation of parasites in your large intestine, how come just your large intestine and how come not your entire body? They'll focus on a certain area to cause the problem. And that's what they do. They don't want to bring you down so that they can create fear within you and use your energy for their benefit.
What's just something, you know, people could do for themselves? Just like a quick tool or tip or something people can do for themselves to you know, I guess do a quick type of clearing or anything you can recommend?
Yeah, there are. Hold on 1 second. I'll get one. Okay, this is called a neutralization ring. Now, I sell smaller versions of this on my website for only $50. This one's $300. It's a practitioner's model. What this does, on a daily basis, it'll remove negative energies off of your body that collect on your aura. Our aura is like sticky paper. Mm-hmm. Anything you walk by on a negative basis is going to stick to you. This will remove it. So if you use it on a daily basis, it will certainly help. There are different pendants with different crystals. Hematite works very, very well to keep negative energies off of you. So those types of things will work. Using the law of consent will help very much. Now, a lot of people, in order to stay clean, they will intend to bring in love and light. Okay? I say, well, that's okay, but here's what you have to do. You have to bring in the true love and light. Okay? What that means, if you just bring in love and light, it's going to be love and light that is within this time matrix that we live in. If you ask for true love and light, it's going outside of the time matrix and bringing in that true, unadulterated, untouched love and light. So that's what I have found, and that's what my course is called. It's called True Quantum Healing. If you want to do some work on yourself, let's say you're a practitioner and you want to purify your soul, you want to bring it into an area where you can work on it without anybody coming in and touching it, you say the words soul true. So you say the word true after the word soul, and that automatically brings your soul into that realm of where the true love and light is. So now you can work on it all day long and nothing's going to come in and jump in and mess up the works. Same thing with any part of your body, your liver, your spleen, whatever it is you want to work on. If you say those words, it brings it into that true love and light, which is so very important. And people don't realize that everything that we think is good is actually not so good. We need to go to the next level of knowledge and understanding about what is really in this little universe of ours.
It's going outside the box. It's limiting ourselves if we try to think that's the be all end all in terms of the limit that we can go, because things surpass. And it's good to hear you say it's basically we're going to the higher realms, the higher source level, and trying to manifest that here and project that outside of ourselves here, rather than just the plain old love and light like people say, because, you know, with that can come connotations and limitations as well.
It certainly can, and it's not your fault because you don't know any better. But this has all been brought to me through working with my guides to work in this specific area. Now, there is a person that I do work with who I get a lot of knowledge from and a lot of heads up on certain things. His name is Wayne. He heads up a company called Crystalline Incorporated, and he makes all of my tools, okay? Now, what this guy does for a living is he sits in a bathtub 3 hours a day running current energy into the earth grid to clear it of all negative energy so that the ascension process can go forward. That's his job. And the way he describes it is sitting in a bathtub full of water with your finger in a light socket for 3 hours.
Oh,
that's the powerful energy he's running. So he's one of 12 people on the planet who do this to clear the grid, the ley lines, everything. And what he does to make money, to put food on his table, is he makes the tools. And the tools are very powerful. There is a lot of different designs that he makes. This is all San Genevi design. So the design is very ancient. It's been around a long time. He's just taken that and he's making the tool with it. Now this pyramid here, this is called Vesica Pisces. And there is two pyramids within it, and then it's surrounded by wires. And what this pyramid does is it facilitates the feminine energy of the planet that has just come in the last, I think it's the last year or so. Mm-hmm. We went from a masculine energy to a feminine energy. And if you do a Google search on Vesica Pisces, you will see pictures like this. Now, most pyramids, the pyramids of Egypt, are at an angle of 1.61 degrees from the tip to the base. This is an angle that locks the planet and humanity into 3D. So what we've done is we've changed the pitch of the angle on the pyramids we use to a 1.72, which opens doors to 4D and 5D. So we've taken things to a very different level. As far as designing tools and making the right thing for humanity. So I do have some help. And sometimes I need a little leg up because things get a little rocky over here. But he helps to open up different thought patterns within me, different doors. He might suggest different videos to watch. And there's a lot of good videos out there. There's a lot of crap, but there are some good ones if you know how to find them. So that's kind of where I go with all this. And I got the right help from the right people. We're designing the tools. We're putting them out there. I'm selling them on my website, and they fly off the shelves like crazy. People love the little rings, the sun ring and the neutralization ring are working extremely well. You buy something from me, you're part of the club, and I'm going to show you how to use it.
That's fantastic. Something I'd like to cover into, you just opened up the door on it, was you talking about, the Egyptian pyramid, and to change just a slight angle on it can open up connections to other realms, other forms of consciousness that we've got access to, but I guess the doors are shut on at the time. How do these, obviously there's a lot more to geometry with what you do and geometry in general. I know I've had experiences lately. I thought some of my stuff was out there enough that, you know, it was off the wall. And then I started to experience geometric realms and geometric beings, almost like a state of HD, clarity and clearness. And I'm starting to learn a lot more about geometry myself. Obviously, there's been a connection with you because you're using these tools with the modalities of healing and clearings and everything that you're doing. Could you go into a little bit more or anything you got to say on this area with geometry? How does it play, not just, you know, with unlocking doors, but is there other things that geometry goes into for you?
Yeah, different geometry will do different things. Now, if you use the geometry of a cube, not a square, but a cube, and so you're holding the intent of that geometry, okay? You don't have to actually have a tool. You can hold the intent. I can intend to put one of these between your feet, and all of a sudden you're going to feel energy coming off of you. So you can just use intent. So if you use the intent of a cube, and you take the atoms within your body and put it within the cube, okay, what the cube facilitates is that time does not exist in a cube. So now you can start to do work on those atoms with time not a factor. So if you're able to intend your soul in a cube, or you can put it in true love and light. There's many different ways to cook a potato here. There's so much you can do with it. So if you can separate things into cubes, into circles, that whatever you feel is right to use as a geometry, that it's really endless on what you can do. There, he also makes other properties. He makes an ankh. Okay, an ankh is the kind of, they call it the key of life. It's actually a grounding ankh that helps in certain instances. If you use it on the heart chakra, it'll remove the crust. There's many different things that the geometry will do, but ultimately the geometry will take an intent and they will put it into practice. They will make the intent happen. It'll work as an amplifier for quantum energy. It'll work as a receiver so that you can take your intent and use it at the deepest level that needs to be done within your body. And generally, it should go about 15 layers deep. A lot of weaker tools or geometry may only go 5 layers deep. So when you remove something, you're not getting the whole thing, and then it can go manifest back in. So the geometry is somewhat important. Making sure that it's not a geometry made by somebody who's dark, because mm-hmm. that can happen, and all of a sudden all you're doing is transmitting dark energy. There's a lot of machines out there, and I don't want anybody sending me hate mail about Skio and Indigos, okay? But there is – now, I've got a machine. I've got a radionics device that I started working with before I was using the tools. And it used to give off some negative forms of energy. And some my psychic friends came into my office and said, Chris, something's wrong in here. And we tracked it down to the radionic device, and I had to clear it out. A lot of the Indigos, Skios, they will fix a problem, but they'll cause another one because they're sending off some negative energy. Now, I'm not saying every device is like this. I don't want to disrespect the machine itself, but I have found that. And I've cleared out people's devices, the lasers, the handheld lasers, some Rife machines, they will get infected. And I mean, and the companies building these are not intending to infect it, but they can get jumped, just like if they want to get to you through vaccination. Yeah.
So important. We actually bought one lately, and we were speaking to a bloke that's been doing this for many, many years. I won't say his name, but you'd probably know him. And anyway, we were talking to him. What blew us out that I wasn't aware of was that some of these older off machines, they were basically being hijacked, and the people creating them didn't know, but the people that were sending the frequencies, they'd been manipulated in some way, and then that's what was happening. So the true potential, like you're saying, with these machines wasn't basically going to manifest through what they were doing. And I was blown out, and he went a bit in depth into this with myself and my partner, and you know, it's something I wasn't aware of. So it's a very valid point, and you know, basically I can back up what you're saying for, and we've just met, so this is where I'm hearing the same information, and I think it's a very important point, because we don't want to lead people astray, and it's not like they're all a load of crap, but these things can and have happened.
Oh, 100%, and you know, the only reason I talk about it and know about it is because I experience it. My guides tell me about it. I do the clearings, all of a sudden things are good. Everything that I talk about and everything that I work with is all things that I've had success with doing. I only work with stuff that I know about or my guides know about. So I'm not going to, you know, anybody can create a theory. And I've got a lot of theories about things, but I kind of keep them to myself, because if it doesn't come true, then you look pretty stupid, and, you know, we all look stupid anyway. Everybody thinks we're crazy anyhow. We don't want people to know we're crazy. We just want people to think we're crazy. So I only work with things that I know have validity. I test things out before I put them in my charts, make sure that it does have purpose. Here's one. Let me tell you about one. This is Satan's wife. The name of Satan's wife is YIW. You. That is Satan's wife. So you want to put a curse on somebody, you point your finger and say, you. You just put a curse on somebody. Okay? And we put curses on people every day. Now, I had a client. He called me up and says, Chris, something's going wrong. And this is a guy who gets attacked quite often. And he says, you need to move something out. So I doused with my pendulum and said, well, he has you within his soul. I removed it right away. He says, okay, that's better. Something just lifted. You can feel the energy lift. So that tells me that there is validity to this, because quite often you can get a message through your channelings that's leading you astray or trying to make you look stupid, okay? And I've learned to get past that, and I'll work with things a little bit first. But you know that something is there when you remove it, and there's a cause and effect.
It's funny, because my work's starting to lead me towards a pendulum as well. And what's very funny is that you brought up a very important point. And I've been saying this to a lot of people lately. And it's not that they're stupid or ignorant or whatever, but we're all learning. There's no sort of manual to this. We're reconnecting with what we already know on some level. But I've had to say to a few people lately that do they think that those of self-serving mode wouldn't work the same way as those in the service mode? And what I mean by that is through through our thoughts and consciousness, we connect with our guides. Therefore, those that are not in line with us will also use our thoughts and the same method to manipulate or attack us. So people will say, you know, my guides told me this. Well, it's like, hang on. And I've talked to this with a lot of people. Test your guides out, because they will show and manifest and help you in what ways they can. That, you know, it depends on how they've got to work with you and what vibration they're at. But, you know, if it's something not in line with you, they will either go away or nothing will happen. And these are where people have got to realize the same, you know, communication methods are used on both sides. Because you can be manipulated and led astray, like you're saying.
Oh, yes. Now, there are times when I was, you know, doing my work and the answers were not very, you know, weren't making a lot of sense. So what I did is I set some rules and boundaries that I can only have so many guides within my guide group, and they have to be of the highest level of knowledge and consciousness. All of a sudden, you could feel things coming off of you, and you can then start asking some questions, and you don't get all of the chatter in the background because they all want to give you an answer. They're all eager, okay? And you'd have someone there that didn't know a darn thing, but they thought, well, I better say something, otherwise I'm in trouble. But if you make boundaries and you set rules and guidelines that your guide group has to follow, designate a guide spokesperson, make sure that they're all of 100% pure love and light, because they can get infiltrated and a consciousness will come in who's dark, and they'll look around and say, okay, let's have some fun with this bald guy. And they will lead you astray and give you a funny answer. So I've learned to get past that. And it is just as simple as creating rules and guidelines. And as I go up in levels, which happens basically every week now, sometimes I do get new guides that come in of higher knowledge, higher consciousness, guides that have been around the block a few times selling ice cream. So it does change, and it does make a difference if you know how to set the rules.
Well, it's basically where you've got to try and get the best guide and person for the job, isn't it? There'll be some that are more trained or more knowledgeable on some areas than not. So this is where it's trying to get the best person for the job.
Now here's another thing that I can access is because of the level I'm at. I've been told by my guy who makes my tools that I'm at level 8 wizardry, okay, which means that I've got some status. So that enables me to access the Cave of Secrets. So all I got to do is when I'm dowsing, say, Cave of Secrets, what is the answer to this question? And you can tell because the answer comes out a little differently. It sounds like somebody else is talking through your pendulum. And you know that you're getting a different consciousness giving you the answer. And quite often, it's an answer that doesn't make sense, but it does in certain ways. If you start working with it, if you start reading between the lines, it's really interesting. So I'm able to do that. I can basically, you know, if I got a certain problem, I can ask somebody in the spirit world. If somebody, I'm working on somebody with MS, I can ask somebody in the spirit world, what was your MS? And it might help me to understand a bit more. So you get creative with the question. You get creative with working with what you're doing, because ultimately it's like somebody sitting right next to you, okay? And you can ask them a question. If they have the answer, they will find it, okay? They will give it to you. If they don't have the answer, ask somebody else. You got a room full of people. Okay, who's got the answer? Put your hand up and they come forward and they will bring you the answer. So if you get creative with talking with your guides, with making rules, with having conversations with them, you're going to find that the answers are a lot clearer, make more sense, and really get to the problem.
What do you find is one of the underlying causes on a lot of what's going on in terms of, do you think it's through media, education? Do you think there are things through these that are keeping us sort of boxed up and dumbed down and continuously getting some sort of attachments or blockages?
Well, you know, there is what is told. But basically, anything that's fear-based is a big problem. So, of course, anything you read on the internet is going to have some kind of fear base to it. So you have to avoid that. As soon as you have fear, then these dark side entities will come to you, because that's what they want. They want fear. Fear is like a big juicy cheeseburger to them. That's what they want. So if you have no fear, a lot of people ask me, how come I don't get jumped when I'm moving Lucifer and Satan out of somebody? I say because I don't fear them. They're pussycats. All they have is horns, and I got something more than a horn. I got some big dukes that I can deal with. Okay, I've got this for crying out loud. So I don't fear them. That's a to me is a big deal. So that is a huge concept. But ultimately, yes, in the news, it's all about fear, and people love to watch the news. I watch the news every day just to see what's going on. You want to hear what's happening and then put your own spin on it, maybe. I don't know. But I don't create fear within myself. The video games. A lot of children are addicted to video games. What these video games are is they have programs within them, within their geometry and with how they're made to pull your soul into them. So now, if your soul is within a video game, you're going to want to be with your soul all the time. So you're always going to play this game so you can be connected to your soul. Okay, that is one big concept is why kids are so addicted, especially Minecraft. Minecraft is a big one, very big one. So if you're addicted to something, there's a good chance your soul may be a part of it. Something has taken your soul out and is being held within the energy of something. That is a big thing. So video is huge. Those concepts are very big. So belief systems can get in the way sometimes. If you're not open to what is and what can be, then you're stuck in a box of a belief system that can keep you trapped in what the problem is just this and that is all that it is, and then you're not going to be able to access any kind of healing because you're not being open-minded.
Is there anything parents can do or children that are sort of old enough to start getting an idea on things on another level? Is there anything, like for example, with Minecraft, what could parents do to sort of pull them out of that if there is a soul type attachment thing going on there?
Well, there's a few things that you can do. You can take their tablet and break it. Okay. Or now also, if you had a tablet, you take one of these rings, the smaller version. I think I got one here somewhere. This is a smaller sun ring. So this is a smaller one, but this is a sun ring. The neutralization ring is different. If you were to tape one of these rings on the back of the tablet or the computer, it would block any negative energies from coming out. So that would help on a very large basis. Just limiting time. And if parents need to watch their kids, and if they're spending too much time doing something, you need to get them away from there and change their direction. Otherwise, yeah, they're just going to get addicted. And
become a robot.
A lot of parents like to use the video device as a babysitter. I've got two kids. I got a 4-year-old boy and a 17-month-old girl. And we limit their TV time. They're allowed to watch, and we make sure that it's nothing violent, and make sure it's the right type of programming. And he gets a little rambunctious, but he's 4 years old for crying out loud. And I just do what I need to do to help that issue, move some negative energy out. And there's usually not a lot. It's just being a 4-year-old. But just parents, teach your children well. Okay, ultimately, just be part of their lives.
Rather than just fobbing them off, like you're saying, a lot of people are using these devices as a babysitter, and I'm learning now. My partner's got a 6, 8, and a 14-year-old, and they hardly see the TV at all, even movies. It's just because we're always doing something when we're all together, and I think that's, getting their mind out of just being autopilot with computer games and anything like that.
Yeah, you know what? Music is probably one of the best things you can do for your child. Teach him how to play an instrument. Give him a drum to bang. And play something in the background that it can play along to. We just moved into a new house, and I'm a drummer in a band, so I'm creating a recording studio in my basement. We're gonna have guitars and keyboards and drums, and the kids are gonna come down and just hit these things and have some fun with it. We're gonna get them away from the TV, get them doing something different. They can learn how to play an instrument and do something other than just sitting in front of the TV and becoming a vegetable.
No, it's good, and all our kids have got guitars now as well. I used to be a drummer in a few bands as well, so there's a few things we've got in common. Now we've got about 6 minutes to go. What is there anything? Is it possible you could do anything with one of those devices you've got there to see if the viewers or the listeners could feel any sort of effect through intention? Whatever you'd like to do, if you whatever you feel guided to do.
Let's do this. There's a few things that are safe because some things you don't want to do for everybody because you don't want to do in the wrong session. So I'm going to take this, hold it up to the camera, And I'm going to true everybody's soul. Okay, this is important. Here we go. Everyone who's listening and watching, soul true. And as I do this, you might feel a bit of a tingle. You might feel an upliftment. Soul true. And there it is. Now, on a podcast, you're still going to feel the energy. If you go into my YouTube channel, I've got lots of different videos that demonstrate the tools. Every time you watch, you can feel the energy, which is very interesting. That's how strong they are.
Would those two devices be the main devices you use in sessions that you commonly have to sort of just...
Yeah. This is the main one, the neutralization ring. There's some other pyramids that I got, some triple pyramids. This is the one that I sell with my course. Okay, this is like a starter's model. The energy is not quite as strong and hard to use as this one. You do want to work your way up to certain tools. But that's basically about it that I like to use. You don't have to have every tool in the book. It's just not necessary. Whatever works for you is really all you need. And sometimes it's just one tool.
So people that are already doing different forms of or modalities of healing, they would find this as a benefit looking into what you're doing now. It's like almost like another tool on the belt.
If you took this neutralization ring and you put it under your massage table while you're doing a massage, the person getting the massage is going to feel like stuff is just flaking off of them. If you're doing Reiki session and you took one of these sun rings, put it within the palms of your hands and did the Reiki session, you're going to feel some very, very large energies coming in and out. They enhance basically any modality. You know, one of these under the massage table or whatever table you use will just help in so many different situations. If you just had the person stand over this ring for 2 minutes before you started, let's say, a hypnotherapy session or anything at all, it will add a higher level of clearing as you go through it. So yeah, they work very well with anything. Hanging this pyramid from the ceiling over top of your massage table itself will do a lot. If a lot of people sleep under these, they'll hang it from their ceiling and they'll sleep under it, and it will do things as you're sleeping. It'll just kind of enhance your energy. Anything that lives underneath the pyramid tends to live longer and have a much higher vitality. So if you slept under it, I'm 700 years old. Look at me. I look like 53, right?
So how much would the triple pyramid be?
On these, it comes with the sun ring mounted inside of it. They sell on my website for $214. They're not very expensive at all, and they last forever. The small neutralization rings are $50. The big ones, these practitioner models, are $300. And they last forever. The energy never fades out of them. So they're not very expensive whatsoever. And you're going to get a ton of use out of them. The more you use them, they'll talk to you. They'll exchange consciousness. And they will, you know, this thing sat on my desk for a year. It sat right next to me for 1 year. I kept on looking at it every day. All of a sudden, I needed to grab it and start using it. Okay, they talk to you. They will kick in.
So it's almost like you had to get, you had to go through an apprenticeship type scenario, doing what you're doing till it was time to go, all right, now it's time to use this big banger.
Yeah. All of a sudden, it became time to use it, and I just knew it. I didn't have to think about it. I just started using it. It was really interesting, and that's how I know that there is something going on in this crazy little universe of ours.
Definitely. Now, there is a link in the description part of this video beneath the video on YouTube. I'll be putting that there. What's the type of things people can find at your website in terms of what products they can look for, services they can look for? Do you want to give people just a quick overview?
Yeah, I've got a lot of my own products that I've developed. One of them is an Ormus Gold Water that's charged with certain energies with these tools. That works very well. I've got a clearing spray for negative energies. If somebody sits in a chair and you know they don't want their negative energy, you spray this on and it'll clear negative energies away. I've got all of the tools. I also sell shungite, which is, this is a shungite sphere, okay? And a sphere will work omnidirectional and do clearings within a room. So I sell water stones, I sell pyramids. I also carry a pendant. Okay, this is a very interesting pendant from a guy in the States named Ryan Stallman, who created this pendant. It's got a lot of radionic codes in it. It's called Auric Armor. Really interesting stuff. If you look at the picture of that, you're going to get some really cool energies off of it. So there's a lot of things that are very specific to my work that I do, things that you're not going to see on 100 other websites. So have a look at it, and you're going to see some very interesting things.
Fantastic, fantastic. We'll wrap it up there, Chris. I appreciate you taking the time to do this. I know it's getting into the evening over there in Canada. But look, everyone who's watching the show, there's links where you get the audio version or are watching this. Go and check out the website. And again, Chris, thank you for being on the show, mate.
Thank you so much for having me. Blessings to everyone listening.
Thank you. Cheers, mate.